What we are witnessing is a struggle that began over a century ago. The moment when Jews were granted the rights of citizens in European nations, that single act of so-called emancipation marked the beginning of a catastrophe. It granted equality to a people who were never meant to be equal, a people who have always existed as a nation within nations, pursuing their own interests while wearing the mask of citizenship. This transformation did not happen overnight. It crept forward gradually, first one concession, then another, still until a people who had been recognized as entirely foreign just 100 years before had obtained every right belonging to native Germans. The same pattern unfolded in economic life. As industry grew and masses of workers flooded into the cities, a new financial system arose. The stock exchange gained power over national economies. Banks extended their reach into every corner of commerce, and who stood at the center of this new financial order? I say to you plainly, it was not the German. The institutions of international finance operate according to principles entirely foreign to the German character. They serve interests that have nothing to do with the welfare of our people. Consider the difference between Western Europe and Central Europe. In England and France, the process of industrialization drew farm workers into the cities. But in those countries, the foreign element remained small in number, so small that they could blend into the population and escape notice. The ordinary Englishman encountered them only as fellow businessmen, as captains of industry, never recognizing them as something apart. This is why certain political ideas took root so easily in the West. When the masses cannot identify who truly guides them, they can be led to believe they are governing themselves. They call this system democracy. But what is democracy in practice? It is the rule of quantity over quality. It is the triumph of manipulation over wisdom. It is a system designed to ensure that the masses believe they are free while serving purposes they do not understand. Look at how this system operates. There are always two parties, sometimes three, who appear to oppose one another. The public watches them fight. When one party exhausts public patience, the other takes power, and the cycle repeats. The people believe they have made a choice. In reality, nothing has changed. The word freedom is constantly invoked. But what does freedom mean to those who rule? It means freedom to pursue their interest without interference. And what does freedom mean to the common man? He believes it means he can say what he likes and go where he pleases. He does not realize that the freedom to speak means nothing when the words that shape opinion are controlled by others. Germany's path has been different. Here, loyalty has traditionally centered on the person of the monarch, on the army, on the state. The German spirit resisted the corruption that infected the West. The peasantry remained healthy. The intellectual class remained German. When industry grew here, there existed the possibility that workers might unite with traditional German institutions rather than against them. This possibility represented a mortal threat to certain interests. If German workers had joined hands with German nationalists, if the energy of the industrial masses had been directed towards strengthening the nation rather than tearing it apart, then Germany would have become unconquerable. This is precisely what had to be prevented. And so the workers' movement was captured. The working class had legitimate grievances. Their labor built the factories and generated the wealth, yet they lived in poverty while others prospered. A genuine workers' movement, rooted in love of nation and people, could have transformed Germany for the better. Instead, the movement was steered in a different direction. It was given an international character. Workers were taught to see themselves not as Germans first, but as members of a global class whose interests conflicted with their own nation. They were taught that patriotism was a trick used by their oppressors. Consider how perfectly this served certain purposes. A German worker who loves his country will fight to strengthen it. A German worker who has been taught to despise his country will fight to weaken it. The same energy directed toward opposite ends and the doctrine they were given. This Marxism, what does it actually teach? That property itself is theft. That the individual has no right to the fruits of his own labor. That everything must be held in common, controlled by those who claim to speak for the collective. What honest German could accept such a doctrine? What productive citizen could believe that his own efforts entitle him to nothing? The skilled worker, the engineer, the farmer who improves his land, they know in their bones that this theory is false. And so the intellectual class was driven away from the workers' movement. The people who might have provided real leadership were replaced by professional agitators whose loyalty lay elsewhere. Today we see the results of this long campaign. Look at Russia. There you can witness the final destination of this power. A once great civilization reduced to chaos, churches plundered, their treasures vanished without trace, the productive classes destroyed, millions starving, while those in power live in luxury, an entire nation transformed into a colony to be exploited, and the same forces are at work here in Germany. Our economy deteriorates daily, prices rise while wages buy less, honest Germans struggle to feed their families, while speculators grow rich from the nation's misery. The stock exchange celebrates while the factory worker despairs. Political life has become a circus. Those who should protect German interests instead grovel before foreign powers. We are told to be patient, to accept our humiliation, to trust that goodwill from abroad will save us. Where is this goodwill? I see only contempt. The other nations do not respect our weakness. They exploit it. Every concession we make is met with new demands. Every sign of submission invites further humiliation. Why does the world treat Germany this way? Not because of the German people, who have shown they desire only to live in peace and rebuild their nation. It is because powerful interests profit from German weakness. A strong Germany would upset arrangements that benefit others, and so Germany must be kept weak. The German people are beginning to awaken. The old slogans are losing their power. Workers no longer believe that international solidarity will improve their lives. They have seen how they are used as tools in conflicts. They do not understand. They have watched their living standards fall while they are told that their suffering serves a higher purpose. The promise that foreign nations would treat us fairly if we only disarmed, if we only paid, if we only submitted, this promise has been exposed as hollow. We disarmed, they remained armed, we paid, they demanded more. We submitted, they despised us for it. Throughout Germany, men and women are beginning to ask different questions. They are beginning to see that the path they were told to follow leads only to ruin. They are searching for a new direction. This awakening terrifies those who benefit from German weakness. They see the old methods of control failing. They see a population that can no longer be managed with worn-out phrases. And they know that if this awakening continues, their position is doomed. What is the idea that threatens them so greatly? It is simply this, that the German nation must become a genuine community, that Germans of all stations, workers and managers, farmers and scholars, must recognize their common bond and work together for common goals, that the welfare of the nation must take precedence over the profits of speculators and the theories of internationalists. This idea is called many things by those who oppose it. They call it reaction. They call it extremism. They call it dangerous. I call it common sense. What is socialism, properly understood? It is the recognition that we rise or fall together, that the prosperity of one German depends on the prosperity of all Germans, that a nation cannot thrive when millions of its people live in misery. The man who puts his people above himself, who sees Germany's future as more important than his personal comfort, who would sacrifice his own interests for the nation, that man understands true socialism. And what is nationalism? It is the recognition that the German people possess a unique character, a unique heritage, a unique destiny, that we have no obligation to dissolve ourselves into some abstract humanity, that our duty is to our own people first. These two ideas, national and social, are not opposites. They belong together. A movement that is truly national will care for all its people. A movement that is truly social will strengthen the nation that makes community possible. The struggle ahead will be difficult. Those who have thrived on German weakness will not surrender their position willingly. They control powerful instruments, the press that shapes opinion, the financial systems that control commerce, the international networks that can pressure any nation that defies them. They are already working to silence opposition. Laws are passed in the name of protecting the Republic that are actually designed to protect those who are destroying the Republic. Anyone who speaks uncomfortable truths is labeled a criminal, an extremist, a threat to public order. We have experienced this ourselves. For 3 years we have spoken out, And for 3 years we have been attacked, slandered, and persecuted. Some of our members have seen the inside of prison cells, but we do not retreat. We cannot retreat. We see too clearly what awaits Germany if the current path continues. We would rather face persecution for speaking truth than enjoy comfort through cowardly silence. I speak now especially to those who are young. The old parties offer you speeches. They will train you to talk, to debate, to participate in their endless parliamentary games. They offer you a seat at a table where nothing is ever decided. We offer you something different. We offer you struggle. We offer you sacrifice. We offer you the chance to be part of something greater than yourself. Yes, you will be hated. The comfortable, the complacent, the corrupt, they will despise you for threatening their position. You will be called names. You will be attacked in the press. Some of you may face violence, but consider this. If our enemies hate you at 18 or 19, you have already achieved what many men never achieve in a lifetime. You have shown that you matter. You have shown that you pose a genuine threat to those who are destroying your country. The forces arrayed against us are powerful, but they are not invincible. They depend on keeping the German people confused, divided, and hopeless. They depend on Germans believing that there is no alternative to continued decline. We offer an alternative. We offer a vision of Germany restored, not the Germany of defeat and humiliation, but a Germany of strength and honor. A Germany where workers are respected, where families can prosper, where young people have a future worth building. The battle we face will not be decided by lawyers in courtrooms or politicians in parliament. History is made by those who act, by those who risk everything for what they believe, by those who refuse to accept that decline is inevitable. I am convinced. This is our deepest faith, that out of this present misery, a new Germany will arise. Not the broken Germany we see today, but a true German nation. A nation where Germans are masters in their own house. A nation worthy of the sacrifices made by generations before us. That Germany is worth fighting for. That Germany is worth suffering for. That Germany is worth suffering for. The hour demands that we resist, that we stand firm, that we never surrender our vision of what Germany can become. This is the path we have chosen. This is the path that leads forward. And this is the path that will one day lead to a Germany that fulfills the dreams of our ancestors, a Germany truly of the Germans.